If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJacks.com.
Our warming trend continues, but still quite comfortable with low dew points, so humidity not bad, even though the temperatures are getting into the upper 80s this afternoon. We'll have some high and mid-level clouds every once in a while, but a good deal of sunshine. With that lower humidity, we still drop into the lower 60s tonight. But gradually, we're ratcheting up that humidity as we go through the next few days, still in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees for tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. And nighttime lows will slowly warm, too, as that humidity edges upward, but it stays mainly dry. Temperatures are around 90, about 10 degrees above average. And as we mentioned yesterday, several weeks, about 2 weeks on average earlier than we would expect in a typical year. Generally anywhere from about April 29th to May 5th is our first 90-degree day. So a little bit earlier than normal. We're looking at little chance for that rainfall other than just an isolated shower by Sunday afternoon. When that humidity is going to be higher and the sea breeze pushes inland, a very low coverage, less than a quarter of the area to get any rain in what is largely going to be a dry weekend. And then we're still looking at a cold front moving in Sunday night into Monday with a better chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. It's not looking like a whole lot of rain at this point, but it is our next frontal system and our next chance for any rain of any consequence. It's one of the longer stretches of dry weather in quite some time. And once that front moves in and through the area, we will get a cool down for the early and middle part of next week as temperatures get back closer to where they ought to be for this time of year. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.